Oops, I think I kind of let the time catch up with me there here. Anyway, so, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 26th of June, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. Okay. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour GMT or Zulu or UTC on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And the only topical thing this week here in the United States is Field Day this weekend. So if you have any news about Field Day where you're at, that would be very appropriate. But any other ham radio or even computer-related topics would also be allowed. I have to, I should mention that my local club's Field Day seems to have fizzled. I don't know exactly what happened. By the time I got out to the site, there was nobody there. So I'm thinking that at some point, the early birds must have decided that it wasn't going to happen. So I'll find out more about that later. Anyway, let me just reset the timer. Okay, I only see two actual live hams on the dashboard here. That's N6TW and AD0QM. Although I see that this week Jeff is using a dash L, so I don't know if that's the first time I'm noticing that, but I'm not sure it makes any difference. Anyway, we're not connected to any conferences, but I see we do have the NB0X-L gateway to DMR and All-Star and so forth. So if there's anyone who's DMR capable or All-Star capable, want to give it a test to see if it's working now, that would be a good idea. So I've been dragging my feet here, hoping that we would get a little bit more stations coming and joining us, but it's just us three, as far as I can tell. So we might as well get started. First, I guess, is N6TW.
This is N6TW, Noah and Livermore. I do have some traffic about Field Day, and I also have some traffic about Gopher. N6TW, over.
Well, why don't you go ahead with the traffic right now?
So, as promised, 2 weeks ago, I did do some due diligence into Gopher and why it matters. And so, Gopher is actually quite interesting because, in contrast to HTTP, well, actually, HTML, it's a structured protocol. It's a structured markup. So everything that you present in Gopher is in a hierarchy. And so one of the things I was considering as sort of a practical application of my new Gopher knowledge and also to basically help the club play with it if they want, I was thinking about you can actually dual-use websites with Gopher. So you can have both an HTML and a Gopher site, and they both come from the same source. And so I was thinking about seeing if we could do that for the SDF ARC site, and I was curious who the owner is. N6TW.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's an interesting question. To the best of my knowledge, SMJ is the owner of the SDS ARC website. And he has not been with us lately. I don't know if I actually did ask him, but I've been meaning to ask him to think about setting up some kind of a more corporate or community ownership of the SDF. The SDF ARC is actually a username on SDF. And for example, when I send out the weekly report about this net to the mailing list, I send it out under my own username on SDF, which, you know, that's okay. But I've always thought that it would have been more appropriate if I could have sent it out under the SDF ARC username. That would make it, like, more official or more, I'm not sure what's the word I'm looking for, but that just seemed a more appropriate way to do it. And we just never got around to setting up some mechanism, for example, a pair of keys that would allow a user like me to log in as SDF ARC and send mail and do other things, you know, update the website. Now, actually, I think I probably do have the ability to update the HTML files on the SDFARC.org website, but I don't know if I have the privileges to go in and do Gopher on there. I need to look into that. So, sorry, I'm rambling here. Let me pass it back to you there, Noah, if you have, like, a question or something about that.
Yeah, I think that I'd be happy to do some of the due diligence there. I think the website, the roster, also hasn't been updated in a while, so basically bringing that current and also getting the mailing list archives current. I'm not sure if that happened. Both of those would be interesting to me. N60W, over.
With regard to the mailing list archive, I have not tried to access it lately. I just save all of the messages that come through it. Have you tried to read the archive?
Affirmative. I have tried to read the archive. Last I checked, the archive stopped updating as of February this year. N60W, over.
Ah, I was not aware of that. Thank you for mentioning it. I'll have to ask membership what might be going on about that. And I see that Harold, N4RNW, has popped up on the dashboard here. So he might still be listening to the little spiel that you get when you connect to the conference. So I'm dragging my feet here while I'm writing down N4RNW Harold on my little log here. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. All right. Harold, we don't have much of a topic this week. This is Field Day weekend up here in North America, so if you have some experience or some news about Field Day in your locale, that would be apropos, but otherwise it's kind of an open topic, open mic topic week again this week. But next on my list here is AD0QM.
Good evening. This is Jeff, AD0QM. My SDF handle is JEDXJO. Not much going on here. I haven't done Field Day in a while. My daughter's birthday is during the same time period, so I will be missing that until she likes to do radio stuff. For the website off of Gopher, it's kind of interesting because I actually run my personal website, AD0QM. It's actually a Gemini site that I then have a HTTP proxy that just converts it to HTML. So if you check out my website, I'm doing basically the exact same thing. So yeah, it'd be kind of cool to have a representation of the club on Gopher. That'd be kind of nice to be able to talk to people. Other than that, Monday we had another VE session, and we had eight people show up. Two people upgraded, one from Tech to General, one from Tech Plus to General. which was, he hadn't been current for a long time, but he was back in the time period when they first dropped the code, so he got a Tech Plus. And then we had 6 other people pass to get their tech, and 1 person unfortunately failed by 1 question. So that's all we got going up here in Minnesota. This is 80QM back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Well, congratulations. What was that, 7 out of 8? That's not bad. And just to let you know, I heard some kind of buzzing on you there. I'm not sure what the source of that is. If you were, if you have a power supply or something that's kind of leaky, wasn't a big deal, but just right at the end, it started to get a little bit worse. So just so you know about that. Let's see, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the others. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Really, gosh, nothing to contribute today. It was a normal Sunday. Had a few thunderstorms roaming around the area, but none of the biggie summer thunderstorms like we usually get this time of year. Gosh, that's all that's been happening. It was a normal Sunday, so good evening to all. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you for that, Harold. Where I live here in central Illinois, well, most of Illinois, I think, is considered to be in like a moderate drought condition, moderate to severe, I think. We've had like maybe a quarter of an inch of rain in the last month, I think. And this weekend, there was a hint that we might have some relief from that. And sure enough, around 1 o'clock, I heard the pitter-patter of raindrops on the roof. So I went to the front door to look out, and we had, you know, some sprinkles that lasted maybe 20 minutes, and then it kind of petered out. So I checked the rain gauge, and it was in the morning, you know, and it was dry. So I don't think it amounted to anything, and I'm sure the farmers around here are probably pretty disappointed about it, and they're getting pretty worried that the crops have been okay so far because we had a wet winter and the subsoil moisture is pretty good, but now we're getting into the summer where the temperatures are going to be higher and the plants are going to be under stress and so anyway, the farmers are all very antsy and praying for rain and that. So let's see. I think I see a new state. The Ham Conference has joined us. Right. So let me rewind and say that this is the, well, first let me reset the timer. Okay. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for June 26, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. So we've gone through one round of check-ins from the three stations that are connected to the conference. So now we're open to connections or check-ins from stations that are on the Ham Conference. So please come forward now with your call sign, and I can take more than one. Queue them up, and then I will call upon each station in turn to tell us your handle, your QTH, and if you have an SDF username, we'd like to know that as well. So, stations on the Ham Conference who would like to join the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, please call now.
Whiskey H, India, Lima, Lima.
I think that's right, Jake. Here, morning, Wayne.
Okay, I got 2 call signs there. Whiskey 8, ILL, and VK6, HJQ. No, that's VK3, HJQ. Don't want to put you in West Australia, Jack. So, our topic this week, you know, here in North America, it is Field Day weekend this week. And, weekend, I guess. So, if you have any good stories to tell about your local Field Day activity, that's kind of what we're asking for. Otherwise, any ham radio or maybe computer topic is also welcome. So let's start with W8ILL. Welcome to our little net here.
Thanks for letting me in. I connected to the ham, you know. I like coming down here. They're good people. Yeah, so it's been going on for a while. And I remember when we used to get out there and talk on the grits and gravy. But anyway, John and Rob and the rest of the guys out there on the ham, they're doing a wonderful job, and they come a long ways, and I give them gratitude for what they've done. And I didn't go to field day this year. I was going to study my book and go get my extra, but I didn't do it. I guess I had too much other stuff to do. But anyway, I don't have much more to say. Is that my son and I went to the Guitar World. I didn't need it. I ended up buying one of the Spanish guitars. Yeah, they tune different than the regular guitar. 12-string. But anyway, I'll have fun learning how to tune it and how to play it. I'm a banjo player from way back. Anyway, back to neck control. Whiskey 8, India, Lima, Lima.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Will. I think that's your name. We do this net every Monday at 0 GMT. So it's not always connected to the ham conference, so you might have to... I'm not sure how you're accessing this. You might be using a radio. But if you're using an Echolink app on your PC or on your phone, you want to go to node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. So anyway, like I said, we do this every week, and you're welcome to join us in the future. Next is VK3HJQ. Okay, evidently John is away from the computer or distracted in some manner. So let me see if I don't see any other news stations have joined us. So perhaps on the ham conference, are there any other stations who would like to check in? Please come now with your call sign.
Sorry, Wayne. I was distracted. Well, I had the volume turned up. I was just, I don't know what I was doing. Away with the budgies. Anyway, Vicatra HJQ.
Okay, I got you in the log. Do you have anything to chat about? I think you said something in the chat there about what field day means, but I think you looked it up, so you already know what that is, right?
Well, actually, I did it because you guys call field days and we call, and ham fests are two different things. So field day is where obviously you go out in the middle of nowhere and you play RF, and ham fest is where you go and buy junk. I think someone told me you guys had it the other way around. Anyway, I haven't done a... If you're talking about field day where you go out and sit in the middle of a paddock or up on a hill and play radio, haven't done that for probably, a good 25 or 30 years, Wayne, over.
Well, it doesn't have to be in the middle of nowhere. The idea is that if you go away from your home QTH and you operate from an unusual location where you have to put up a temporary antenna, and you might have to operate off of emergency power supply like a generator or a bank of batteries or a solar array. It's kind of a preparedness for emergency situations, so like, you know, a hurricane or an earthquake or something like that, which might disrupt the ordinary way that you would operate from your home QTH. And so it's a readiness thing. It's also a social thing. It's an occasion for hams who have not seen each other face-to-face in a while to get together and socialize. It's also a little bit of a contest. There are some clubs or some organizations that go all out to try to rack up points and win, you know, bragging rights on the rankings. What else? Oh, it's also an opportunity to, what's the word I'm looking for here? Outreach to local... sort of political, municipal officials. You can get points for your field day event by inviting and receiving a visit from a local elected official, which also gives you a chance to explain to them what ham radio is good for in times of an emergency. So this is a way of encouraging us to remind our local leaders why ham radio is a good thing for the public. So it's a whole bunch of things all rolled together, and everyone, of course, would have the thing that they like about it the most.
Okay, yeah, got it from Big Air Trace JQ. I was just looking up when's the last time I went to a ham fest. 26th of August 2001. So that was a few years ago as well. So you can see I'm really active over here, Wayne.
So if you don't go to a ham fest, you know, maybe once every 20 years, where do you buy your radios?
I don't buy radios. I use VoIP. Don't need a radio.
Ha. Okay. Well, that's the wave of the future, that future hams won't use radio. They'll just use the computer. And pretty soon the authorities will say, well, why are we reserving all these frequencies for these guys if they're just getting on the computer? Anyway, I don't mean to criticize you or anything about that, but it's just kind of an interesting thing. Anyway, let me see if anybody, I don't see anybody else has joined us, so I think this is going to be a short, we've already gone 25 minutes, so I think that counts as an average net. So, let me pass it back to you, John, to see if you have something else to say.
I'm Big Air Trace JQ, and I think I've only ever been to two club meetings, which was probably 30 years ago as well, so, yeah, I'm really into ham radio. Actually, I've got a whole shack full of radio gear, and you ask the question, where do I buy my radios? Well, I used to get a heap of ex-commercial stuff, so all second-hand ex-commercial, and modify the stuff to use on the HF bands, sorry, on the VHF, UHF bands. HF radios, where do I get that from? Well, I won one. I've got a brand new one in a box, a TX50 that I won, I think, probably 30 years ago as well, that I've never used. I've got a 101 Evie that I probably used 20 years ago. And I've got a heap, like I said, a heap of ex-commercial stuff that's modified to use on 2 metres and 70 centimetres. I've also got some Chinese. I've got some dual band UHF VHF dual bands. Two brand new ones of those in a box that I've never used, so which are bought off eBay. So I buy a lot of stuff but never use it. So for the last probably 25 years, I haven't used a microphone. I've got the radio room, which is basically tacked onto the lounge, which is actually the study in the house here. It's full of gear, just collecting dust, Wayne. So if anybody wants a heap of gear, come around and pick it all up. I never use it anymore. And I've got 1, 2, 3 towers out the back full of antennas, but nothing's plugged into them. So, yep, gone with the times, gone full digital, and just used a computer now. I've got your HJQ.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, HamFest is where I think most of us go to buy those ex-commercial rigs to turn them into ham rigs. I mean, I know that all the HamFests I go to, that's one of the things that we'll see, is somebody selling some ex-Motorola or General Electric or Ericsson or whatever. So, all right. Well, I think we've bored people with that topic. I don't see any new call signs, so let me invite any of the other hams who have checked in if they have something else to add to the conversation.
N6TW.
Go ahead, Noah.
So we did actually have a pretty successful field day. We had about on the order of maybe 30 people total. We also had a Girl Scout troop and their parents, and it looks like they're all going to get their texts. So maybe about 12 Girl Scouts and 7 parents, and so we're excited about that. And then we were not contesting this year, but we had a couple of hardcore guys that got 73 CWQSOs. So that was our field day. We were pretty happy with it. N6TW over.
Okay, a dozen Girl Scouts. Wow, that's pretty cool. I think you might want to think about like giving them some time on your local repeater so they can have a net or something there. Also, I don't know if you have any women hams who can serve as Elmers for them, but you know, you might ask around and see if that's a thing. But anyway, that sounds like a very promising development. More young people, and especially female young people. Way to go. So do we have any more comments for the net?
PA India Lima Lima.
Okay, that came by pretty fast. Something 8 MGO. Oh, wait, no, wait a minute. No, that was N8. India Lima Lima, I think. Is that Will rechecking? Come back.
PA India Lima Lima. Yeah, you know, everybody holler, oh, Echolink, you know, it's going to cause the problems about the HF and stuff, but they're using Echolink for everything, man. They're depending on it. I think Echolink will be here forever, but all the other digital forms, they check into Echolink to use it. Anyway, yeah, especially DMR and all that other stuff, they still use Echolink to use it for a backup, all that stuff, and use it to connect into it. So, as long as Echolink, because you got all those other RF links hooked up to it, it's going to be here. It's the future. Echolink. Yeah, because the others, I don't know. I'm kind of leery about all that digital. W-A-I-L-L, back to net control.
Well, I don't want to give the impression that I was criticizing Echolink or putting it down in any way. I was being a little facetious talking to John there. I've been on board with Echolink back when it was still called iLink. So that's like 20 years back. I don't think that activity on the HF bands is drying up in favor of Echolink. So I was really tongue-in-cheek suggesting that everybody switching to Echolink was going to have the HF bands taken away from it. That was just a joke. But thank you for coming back. Do we have any other comments for the net?
Hey, have a look at that link I just put in the text box. We used a program called iPhone, which obviously Apple stole, but it stood for Internet Phone, and that was the first demo that we did back in 13th of the 8th, 2000. It was actually done at the Hamfest in Albury, which is about 50 k's away from these. But most of the people at that Hamfest are all silent keys now, because they were in their 50s, 60s and 70s back then. Yeah, so I'm just looking at some of the photos on my my old website. Unbelievable. Anyway, it is what it is. We catch HJQ.
Okay, yeah, thank you, John. It goes, Echolink goes back quite a ways. It's not Johnny come lately here. Let's see. I do not see any new call signs on the dashboard, but just in case, is there anyone else on the ham conference who's been listening and wanting to check in?
VK2DY, I'm just here putting petrol in my car, actually diesel in my car. VK2DY.
Hello, Robert. This week, the only topic, so to speak, we've had is the United States or North American field day. And I know you guys don't do that down under. So if you have any other things to talk about, that would be welcome as well. Or just let us know how much you're paying for those diesel liters.
Robert, I hope you're putting diesel and not petrol.
Yeah, this is Robert, VK2DY in Costco, Marsden Park. $1.647 for diesel. Here, yes, diesel is very important. If I put petrol in this thing, it'll kill the engine. But at any rate, yes, just starting to pump right now into my multivan. And I pulled too far forward. I got to back up just a second here. Actually, let me just say 73, VK2DY.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Robert. Always welcome. Anyone else?
W-A-I-L-L for a comment.
Go ahead, Will.
I've been on Echolink since, was it 98 I got into it? Oh, yeah. And those guys out there, yeah, we used to get together and have nets and stuff. But, they've done a whole lot of, I just want to thank them for what they've done for amateur radio. And so, wow, Echolink is not amateur radio, but you know, it is amateur radio. But you're not using a handheld or anything. Yeah, you are. When you're using a phone, you're using 2 watts, Robbie, and John. Thank you for what you guys are doing. And you've done a wonderful job, and getting everything going and all those different sites you got going. You know, you're working yourself to death. No, you ain't. You're doing what you enjoy doing. Thank you, boys. Thank you for what you're doing. Whiskey 8, India, Lima, Lima. Back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you for the comment, Will. And, I don't think you're going to find too many people on this net who are going to put down Echolink. I think everybody here is Echolink positive. So, we're at the 36-minute mark, so we're getting close to time to wrap things up. We've had, 7 check-ins so far. I'm open for additional check-ins or rechecks from those who have already checked in. And if we don't get anything, then I'll probably think about wrapping it up this week.
Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha. This is Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha. It is good.
Okay, VA3, Oscar Uniform Alpha. Welcome to our little net here. Have you been listening? Do you know what we've been talking about so far?
Just got in, actually. Sorry about that. It's Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha. Victor Echo 3, that's Victor Alpha. Sorry about that, sir.
Okay, sorry. I wrote it down as Victor Echo, but when I looked at the dashboard, I see you were coming in from the Victor Alpha 3 Romeo Charlie India repeater, and that must have confused me there. So anyway, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And SDF, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, stands for Super Dimension Fortress, which is, it's an anime thing. It's a public access Unix system. And you can go take your web browser to sdf.org to learn more about it, sign up for a free account, and do all kinds of neat stuff with it. You know, create email address, website, just all kinds of neat stuff. And we have enough hams who are members of the SDF community that we decided to have a ham club. I mean, anytime you get 3 hams, you have to have 2 ham clubs, right? So and once you have a ham club, well, you need a net, a regular net to meet, right? So that's what we do here. Every Monday at 0 GMT, we have this little net on Echolink, node 9229, the TechLink conference, and it usually runs about 30 to 45 minutes. And I think, so we like to know the people who check in, your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and if you already have an SDF username, we like to know that as well. But I'm thinking you probably don't have one of those yet. So anyway, back to you there, VE3OUA.
Thank you, sir. No, I don't have none of them yet. I'm a new person. Just on you were saying that second, I want to do that last one for you. All the best, sir. And the name is Rudy. Yes, you can see a different name, but nobody can pronounce it right. So my sister was 5, slapped Rudy on me, and it stayed on me now for good golly about 6 or 7 years. No, not 6 or 7 years. I'm 62. So 5 years ago. It's not going to be the same.
Okay, I copied Rudy. Romeo Uniform Delta Yankee, is that correct?
I spelled with Delta India Echo.
Delta India X-ray?
Delta India Echo. Rudy. R-U Delta India Echo.
Okay, Delta India Echo. Got it. All right. Yeah, that is an unusual spelling. That makes you stand out in a crowd then. Right, way to go. So, VE3, what part of Canada is that?
Toronto. Toronto, yes, sir. The best city in Canada. Yes, it has its own home, but it's my city, and I love it here. It happened to me when I left the old country that I came here. It's the end, and here I am. This is where I live. This is where I'll be.
Okay, Rudy. Well, thank you for joining us, our net this week. We do this every Monday at 0 GMT. And there was a station that joined us, and then they dropped off again just as I was replying there. So maybe they'll be back in a minute here. But at this point, we've had like 8 check-ins, and I'm ready to take any new check-ins or rechecks.
Victor Alpha 3, Foxtrot Mike Bravo.
Victor Alpha 3, Foxtrot Mike Bravo. Welcome to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Net.
Victor Alpha 3, Foxtrot Mike Bravo. Wayne in Mississauga. Yeah, I was just flipping through the dial and the net was up. I don't think I've been on this one before, but I'll definitely be checking it out again. And Mississauga is right attached to Toronto, so I'm not far from Rudy. So I thought I would check in. Back to you, VA3 FMB.
Okay, well, the handle here is also Wayne. So, a double welcome to you for joining us. And we do this every week at 0 GMT on Mondays. Do we have any additional check-ins or rechecks? Okay, well, we're about 42 minutes in, and we only have a one-hour slot here on the conference. So this is usually when it comes time to do a final call for check-ins or rechecks. So if I don't hear any additional comments or new comments, then I'll wrap up the net and close it.
VK2DY, finished pumping that hub, Keith.
How much did it set you back, Robert?
Yeah, I wasn't down that much. I bought almost 40 liters, so it set me back about $65. So not terrible, I guess, considering all things. Anyway, other than that, I'm about to just go shop into Costco and see what happens. 8 liters per 100 kilometers. Not a bad mileage for a heavy vehicle. I drive a Volkswagen Multivan, so that's a pretty decent mileage for that heavier vehicle. This thing weighs over 2 tons. Other than that, that's about it. I don't really have a whole lot to share. We don't have field day here. We have a HF field day in March and a UHF VHF field day in June. So we sort of split it into half, I guess, in many ways. And the one in March is probably the closest to the one in North America. But we, you know, there's a small number of hams here, about 14,000. So it's nowhere near the activity you guys have up there. We have about a third by ratio. You probably have about 60,000 hams, and we almost have the same population as Canada. So, we're not a big ham country. VK2DY, back.
Well, that's an interesting question, perhaps for a future net. Is my impression is that the CB is pretty popular in Australia, so that maybe the urge to get on the radio may be satisfied with that instead of getting a ham license. And I understand that the authorities don't make getting a ham license particularly easy. So, but like I said, that would be for a future net. Guys, we're getting close to the end here. So one final call for check-ins or rechecks.
To recheck, we got right straight.
Go ahead, John.
I think the, just the Robert's thing, I think the, I'm just looking it up on the net, I think I was right. Yeah, that's right, the diesel nozzle is bigger than a petrol nozzle, so you can't put one in the other.
Well, you cannot put diesel into a petrol car, but you very well could put petrol into a diesel, and that's what you have to be careful about, right?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I think that's what Robert, well, somebody alluded to that. Anyway, so, final call for check-ins or comments. Okay, let's wrap it up. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0047 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we've had the NB0X-L gateway in here, but we didn't have anybody test it from All-Star or DMR. So any of you out there who are capable of using those two, you know, maybe next week if it's back again, you know, give it a try. See if it's working now. It has had its problems in the past, and we're hoping that that Matthew has fixed them. But in the meantime, there's the talk group 31650. You can use that as a party room or, you know, a watering hole to gather. Or you can get on SDF and go into com and join us in the Anon Radio Room. So, with that, I will say 73, everybody, from AB9FJ.